Boil water advisories are a pain, but they can also be an important indicator of what's happening with Pennsylvania's water. 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause explains what those service interruptions are and aren't telling us.
The water main on Penn Avenue in Lawrenceville broke late on a Thursday evening in January. By 8 a.m., a crew had sliced open the street, cutting through a foot of pavement and then paving blocks, down through gravel and dirt, to where the 6-inch line lay broken underground. In the process of fixing it, the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority issued a boil water advisory. In the past 13 months, PWSA has issued 4 boil water advisories, which essentially say, hey, your water's not safe to drink. And that's a big deal. And that's how this story started. Why so many boil water advisories? How do they work? The Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection enforces rules to ensure that authorities across the state provide clean, safe drinking water. DEP spokesperson Neil Shader says typically it's the local authorities that issue boil orders, which advise people to boil their water vigorously for 1 minute before drinking it, cooking with it, or otherwise consuming it.
Usually what you're talking about is some sort of bacteria. You know, something that people probably would have heard of would be something like E. coli, microscopic little things that would basically make someone sick.
There are 2 main reasons to issue a boil water advisory: evidence and concern. First, evidence. To ensure people get clean water, DEP requires all sorts of sampling. Every few minutes, every few hours, and so on, water suppliers check to make sure the water's okay. And as they monitor, they might see evidence of harmful bacteria in the water, such as E. coli. That's a boil water advisory. The second trigger is concern. There are a bajillion moving parts in a water distribution system, and if a pump dies, if a pipe breaks, it's possible harmful bacteria could enter the water, because those sorts of problems can create low pressure. And when there's low pressure, groundwater or wastewater could be sucked back into the water supply. Gross. So the authority issues a boil water advisory as a precaution while it fixes the problem, and then runs a lot of tests to make sure the water's okay. Issuing a boil water advisory is not a decision PWSA takes lightly, says Interim Executive Director Bob Weimer. But he says ultimately, a water agency is a public health provider.
And the inconvenience that people experience is relatively minor compared to the potential exposure that you could have.
In fact, says Weimar, these advisories are sort of positive. They tell people their water provider is vigilant. They're paying attention and protecting their customers. Weimar says that wasn't always the case in Pittsburgh.
We're trying to be far more rigorous in our expectations than we were previously. They had many breaks here that were never noticed to the customers. They were never told that they needed to boil water because it was perceived as an unacceptable outcome.
Although in some instances in Pennsylvania, they were unavoidable. In the 1980s, a spate of boil water advisories resulted from stark evidence of contamination, says former DEP Secretary David Hess. It wasn't pretty.
You know, we had regular outbreaks of giardiasis.
That's a bowel issue caused by a microscopic parasite.
That really affected hundreds and thousands of people. We led the country in waterborne disease outbreaks at one point. And that's why in those early days, those kinds of things were tracked very carefully.
I want to know how common advisories are today in Pennsylvania and how Pittsburgh's recent history compares. DEP spokesperson Neil Shader says he doesn't know.
We do not keep a running tally of the boil water advisories that have been issued across the state.
That was news to Hess, who worked at the agency's senior levels for nearly a decade.
Huh. Well, I guess that comes as a little bit of a surprise to me, because I did know in years past, you know, certainly when I was secretary, we did track those kinds of things.
The DEP has a good sense of water systems vulnerabilities across the state, says Shader, and adds that the agency's regional offices work closely with water suppliers. The Environmental Protection Agency doesn't require DEP or any other state agency to report boil water advisories. Officials say the advisory itself isn't a problem. It addresses a problem, such as harmful bacteria in your water. 3 of PWSA's 4 recent boil water advisories stemmed from infrastructure issues. The authority's Bob Weimer says a healthy system is well-designed, well-operated, and well-maintained. And that third piece is where Pittsburgh got into trouble.
Our problem isn't that it wasn't well-designed, and our problem isn't that it wasn't you know, operated well, it was that nobody made the investments necessary to make sure we didn't have these risks.
In other words, the system was allowed to fall to pieces and could require as much as $5 billion of investment. While PWSA plays catch-up, spending money to replace or fix aging infrastructure, chances are we're going to have more boil water advisories. The city's not alone. DEP couldn't tell me how many advisories were called last year, but a new search revealed there have been more than 50 boil water advisories across Pennsylvania in the last 13 months. A majority of them resulted from infrastructure failures. Margaret J. Krause, 90.5 WESA News.